members of Senator Binkley, Senator Hensley, Senator Bennett, Senator Fakes, and Senator Elias. And we had before the committee a number of list of bills. What I'd like to do, we have possible committee substitute before us here, which is Senate Bill 209, dealing with Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Senator Halford, do you want to explain the proposed changes?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
There are two.
There are two committee substitutes there to avoid slowing down the bill, just so you have them ready to go if you chose to take action on either one of them. The only difference in the committee substitutes is how they deal with the refinance program in a different way from the ongoing program.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me. I don't have a copy.
Senator Binkley?
Committee substitutes. Thank you.
The ongoing program of AHFC provides for a maximum of a 3% subsidy when interest rates are above 10%. The loans are issued at a 3% subsidy over the or under the cost of funds to the agency. The fact is now the interest rates are well below that subsidy floor, so essentially interest rates are controlled by the statutory provision, not by the maximum subsidy amount. The maximum subsidy in existing law is 3%. In the last legislature, we had legislation that passed out of the Senate to slowly reduce that subsidy by a half a percentage point per year to try and reduce it on an ongoing basis. The refinance program provides for refinancing of existing loans. It ties up in excess of $200 million of equity in the corporation into the future. And I think that that is necessary under the conditions we have today. But it is also, at least in my opinion, important that we look into the future. And if interest rates go way back up again, which probably won't happen in the near term but may happen in the long term, that the subsidy on new loans be reduced from 3% at least down to 2%. It still provides AHFC a very substantial competitive edge in the marketplace and provides a substantial benefit to the borrower over the term of the loan. The two different drafts, one reduces the refinancing subsidy to a maximum of 2% and the new loan subsidy to a maximum of 2%. The other draft leaves the 3% maximum subsidy in the refinancing program in case interest rates go up substantially. The full maximum subsidy would be able to be used for the workout of existing outstanding loans through refinancing. But for new loans, at least we'd be starting to wean ourselves back. The other proposal cuts the maximum subsidy to 2%. In neither case does the law change affect anything happening unless interest rates or cost of funds to AHFC goes up to in excess of 12% in one case or 13% in the other case. So there's probably no short-term, by short-term I mean the next year or two, implication coming out of either one of the pieces of legislation. But in the long term, they do save us from having to either add to AHFC's capital reserve or to that they also provide that AHFC may not need all of their capital reserve at some point in the distant future.
Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rick, which one is which? For one and number two.
I don't know how they were numbered.
Number two is 3%.
Number one is
2% on this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so number two is the one that's a flat 2% for both refinancing and new mortgages.
That is number one.
It's on the
number
second one. It's on the second page.
Second
at the top
page.
Of the second page, you'll see it refer to 2%.
Yeah, both of them have that. Right?
Both of them.
Okay,
have
and
that.
The, yes. at the bottom of the second page, one version lists 3%. Because
okay.
That's a new section added.
So it's number one. Is
number
the
one is the
2-2.
Yeah. Right.
Number two is
2-3.
No, number one is the better one.
As I see
no,
it, then.
Number two.
What we're saying that
but
is
number
that
one is the 3-2.
What you're saying, I understand, is that under one version here, if they refinance, they'll be still under 3% level of subsidy. And but the new loans will come under 2%.
Right.
Okay, the other version is that they not only refinance, but they reduce your subsidy to 2%.
Well, but the effect wouldn't be any reduction in subsidy as long as the interest rate in the marketplace, because it's already sitting at the floor. Mm-hmm. So the probable implications of the legislation are nothing in the near term. But if there was an aberration big enough to raise interest rates by 4 or 5% in the next year, you'd still be maintaining the full 3% subsidy in the refinance under one version, and under the other version you'd be reducing the subsidy to 2%. Mr. Chairman?
Senator Calvert.
I believe that it is time to try and, at least in the long term, cut back in this program. But I think either version probably has the same effect, because the difference in the 2%, 3%, the refinance program doesn't go on forever. And probably interest rates will never get anywhere near that number while the refinance program is in existence. So it doesn't matter whether it says 2 or 3%, because, in fact, it's probably going to be the cost of funds for refinancing through the refinancing period.
Actually, the possibility exists, though, that for refinancing, you might also lose 1% of their subsidy under certain conditions. The other version says you will not lose that 3% subsidy. However, new people coming in will be down to 2%. Which I think is sort of the middle ground.
But, Mr. Chairman, we're not actually placing a limit on the time frame in which this refinancing program is
well
affect our
No, but the marketplace does by itself as the interest rates come up anyway.
Senator Bennett. Excuse me, Senator Hanson?
No, sorry. I was going to say that my brothers aren't to choose item 2 here, or phase 2, or option 2, because I think that those loans that are in existence should retain the 3%. That's the program that most of those people will offer.
Okay. Let's say option 2 is 2 and 3. Option 1 is 2 and 2, right? You go for the 2 and 3.
Exactly.
Senator Bennett.
I just get the feeling we're trying to fix something that's not broke. I don't favor
2 and 3. 2 and 3. Senator Fakes? 2 is 2 and 3.
That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Finkley.
I'd move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill number 209 rules as amended with the 2 and 3 proposal.
Any objections?
I can see when I'm on the losing side of
it. Kamikaze usually goes down.
You want to move it out, Senator Finkley?
I'd move and ask unanimous consent, Mr. Chairman, that we pass off for calendaring committee substitute for Senate Bill number 209 amended rules.
Any objections?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Fakes.
I move we calendar Senate Bill 182 relating to state oil and gas lease sales.
Ask unanimous consent.
Ask unanimous consent.
Any objections?
Which committee substitute is that?
We might learn by next year.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bennett.
Senate Bill 201 Act relating to local agriculture product preferences, the calendar and the recommendation.
Are there any objections?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Fakes.
I move the calendar Senate Bill 243 appropriating all proceeds of the Dinkin Sands case to the Budget Reserve Fund and providing for an effective date and asking unanimous consent.
Are there any objections?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that we move out. Individual recommendations for calendaring Senate Resolution 14 relating to the Bureau of Land Management Draft Utility Corridor Resource Management Plan.
Ask unanimous consent. Any objections?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bennett.
I move ask unanimous consent to calendar SR-22 supporting environmental sound development and construction of the natural gas pipeline system.
Ask unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent.
Objections?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Fink?
I move and ask unanimous consent that we move out SJR 7 related to oil and gas exploration, development, and production within the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge of Alaska. And ask for calendar.
Are there any objections? Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
Carry it. Okay, Harry Coggio, a heart attack. Senator Binkley?
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that we move out to calendar House Joint Resolution 23 relating to tributyling.
Are there any objections?
Carried.
Senator Hansley?
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that we calendar House Joint Resolution 23
relating to use of Alaska products and services. Are there any objections? Any further business coming before the committee? Thank you very much.
Good work.